930 WEOL.
Minutes after 3 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Certainly happy to have you with us. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's time for the Chris Holtman Show. Later on this evening, we've got Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. Cavs taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They'll tip it right around 8 o'clock tonight. Time now to go to the hotline to bring in our first guest of today's show, Susan Poole with Avon. Avon Lake Community Resource Services is on the line with us right now. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk all about this charity ball. I was reading up on this a little bit earlier today. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What kinds of details can you share with us on this charity ball, which takes place on January 27th?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many, and I'm excited about every one of them. This is our 29th annual charity ball. It's really become quite the party out here in Avon and Avon Lake. It is our largest fundraiser for Community Resource Services. It provides about a third of our general operating budget every year, so it's a really, really important evening for all of us. The theme for the evening is Shine Bright for CRS. We'll be featuring a video where we'll show, you know, some snippets from our different programs and how the community has been able to shine some light on some otherwise perhaps dark situations in our community. Lots of opportunity to support the event. There's a silent auction that features mobile bidding. So I don't know if you've ever been to one of those events where you pull out your cell phone and you can do all the bidding on the auction items right there on your cell phone. It's a lot of fun. This is the third or fourth year we've done that. We also have a live auction going on that evening, a jewelry auction, some incredible jewelry donated by Peter and Company Jewelers. People can buy raffle tickets to win a Hearts on Fire diamond pendant. There's a wine raffle. Heidelberg Distributing generously donated a bunch of wine for that, so that's a popular event. That one usually goes pretty quickly in the evening. Also, the entertainment for the evening, Disco Inferno, I think most people in town have heard of them. We're really looking forward to having some live music, a lot of dancing after dinner. The event is at Le Centre in Westlake, so, you know, the dinner is always delicious. That's about it for the event details. What else do you want to know? Sponsorships. We are blessed with a lot of different sponsors for the event that have signed on this year. We've got NRG, Nations Lending Corporation, Poly One, Le Centre, Applied Specialties, and those are just to name a few.
Well, there was a lot to go over there. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on at this event. You mentioned Disco Inferno. Is this like a disco 70s type theme? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We came up with the theme for the evening. Every year we come up with a theme for the event. So we came up with Shine Bright for CRS. Somehow we worked a disco ball into the logo, and then we thought, boy, wouldn't it be fun to feature disco music? So, yes, it is a disco-themed event. However, traditionally this event has been, you know, black tie optional. We're not, you know, discouraging people from wearing 70s attire, but it's certainly not what we're going for. I mean, it's going to be more of a traditional black tie gala or black tie optional gala. But, you know, I think we'll see some people dressed out in their disco attire as well.
Very cool stuff. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, regardless of how you decide to dress before coming to the event. You mentioned there are a lot of items available for bid, whether you're doing the mobile auction or if it's going to be a live auction. You mentioned wine will be a big part of this as well. What are some of the other items that folks will be bidding on at the event?
Well, I have to admit, we have not decided on our live auction items. Right now we have a few to choose from. Those include Cavs tickets, some really great Cavs tickets, a progressive dinner that utilizes a limousine that goes around town and stops at different restaurants. We've got a Disney Princess experience, but we usually narrow that down within the next week or so, so we don't have all of those details yet. But as the event gets closer, I think the cool thing about the mobile bidding is you can actually bid on things prior to the event. So on our website, there will be a link to the auction, and it'll open probably about a week in advance, and people can start bidding or at least shopping on the site to see what will be available. And, you know, that helps people that are unable to attend the event as well. You know, unfortunately, some people can't make it that night. If they can't make it, they could still participate in the auction as long as they have a cellular phone.
Again, we are talking with Susan Poole of Avon Lake Community Resource Services and their charity ball coming up on January 27th. When we asked you that first question about the details about the event, you had mentioned that throughout the course of the event, you're going to have some videos and some snippets, you know, shedding some light on, you know, what might be considered some of the darker things that are going on right now. You mentioned that a lot of the proceeds, though, from this event are going towards solving some of the problems and doing some of the things that the organization tries to help. Now, what kinds of things are going on in the community that these proceeds will go towards helping to fix?
Well, first let me say that there is not a community out there that is immune from poverty. We see different pockets of poverty in every community across America. I get that people ask me that a lot, like, is there really poverty in Avon and Avon Lake? Yes, we have about 460 current client files open right now. So that's 460 households in just Avon and Avon Lake, people who are struggling to make ends meet. So what we are able to do for families or households like that are help keep the lights on, help keep a roof over someone's head. We do a significant amount of financial assistance for people who may be facing an eviction notice and they need the last few $100 to keep themselves in their home, or to pay their utility bill and make sure that it doesn't get shut off, especially in the winter. Our largest program is our food pantry. A lot of people may not realize we operate a daily food pantry Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for any resident of Avon or Avon Lake who's having trouble putting food on the table for their family. So all of the money raised at this event is put toward making sure that we can do those things.
Very cool stuff. Well, and again, this is the 29th annual Charity Ball. How has this program really evolved over the years? Because in order to keep something like this going for three decades, it's obviously been very, very successful. In your eyes, how has this thing kind of evolved and changed over the years?
Well, that's an interesting question. When we were founded in 1988, we were strictly volunteer, and there weren't a lot of financial resources at the time feeding into the program. So mainly, it was a place for people to go. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they had a medical emergency in their family, and they didn't know where to turn. So they came to CRS, met with some volunteers, and were given information, mostly. Where do you go to apply for food stamps? Where do you go to, you know, get unemployment? It was an information kind of network at that time. Over the years, we've been successful in our fundraising efforts. We've established a really good reputation, I think, in town as that first place to stop, the first call for help. And so we've been able to bring some of those things that we would have referred out to another organization, we're able to take care of on our own. So, you know, maybe 20 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to pay someone's rent to keep them in their home, but now we can. We also still do a lot of referral because, you know, many of the people that we see have larger issues than things that we can handle on a one-time basis. But we have a vast network of resources that we can partner with, and we're kind of still true to our roots in that we are still able to provide that first stop informational session. You know, where do I go when all of a sudden the bottom fell out and I've never had to deal with this before? I've never had to ask someone for help. Where do I start? And I do think that that's the beauty of an organization like CRS. We're small, we're homegrown, we're in the community, and, you know, we can take the time with people to sit down, listen, help them navigate through the different services available to them.
Susan, going back to the event, I mean, obviously a tremendous charity, and that's what charity balls are typically held for, of course. What are some of the things, entertainment-wise, in your opinion, that keep people coming back? I mean, to be doing something for 29 years, you guys have a method that clearly is working and is drawing people in on a year-to-year basis. What do you think that is that keeps pulling people to this event?
Well, first of all, I could not answer that question without mentioning my event coordinator, Pam Ordzanski. She's been on the staff as long as I have. This will be her eighth charity ball. She is amazing in organizing the event and also in recruiting a group of volunteer women, and I guess I shouldn't say just women. It could be men, too, but it's mostly women. people in the community that help us out. We have an active community volunteer committee of about 20 women, and they are out there scouring the restaurants and the retailers and, you know, trying to find the best auction items, you know, and just the work that they put into this event and the detail, it's just incredible. And that, I do think over time it's kind of grown because people have a lot of fun and people talk about it. There's a lot of buzz about the charity ball. You know, we try to keep it different every year. We mix up the entertainment, we mix up the theme, but we also try to make it an opportunity to educate people on our organization as well.
Sounds like it is going to be an absolute blast. Again, it takes place on January 27th. Susan, before we let you go, for our listeners that are interested in finding out more information, not only about the event itself, maybe how they can get involved in one of the auctions as well, where can they go to get more information?
So they can either visit our website, which is aalcrs.org. There's actually a tab across the top that says how you can help. So if you just click on that and look for the event page. But also you can just call the office and ask for information. Our number is 440-933-5639.
Very cool stuff. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a blast, and it was a blast to sit and listen to you talk about this event, Susan. Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. We thank you for spending some time with us here this afternoon.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Again, that is Susan Poole with Avon Lake Community Resource Services talking about their charity ball disco theme. I know you got some disco shoes, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Right?
Who doesn't?
Right?
Who doesn't love a good disco party?
It's a great cause, yeah, number one. First
Without
and foremost, it goes for a wonderful cause. And I like the idea. And she had asked, you know, if we had ever been to one of these events where they've actually got a mobile bid or a mobile auction. I've spoken to a lot of friends who go to a lot of charitable events, and they've been a part of that, and they say that's one of the greatest things.
I've heard that.
You could sit there on your phone, and you could bid on these. It's really cool stuff. I've never done it myself,
yeah,
but guys who I like and people who I trust, they have been a part of that, and they say it's really, really cool stuff.
Well, the beauty of it is you don't have to keep getting up to see if somebody is outbidding you by going up to that paper and seeing it. You can just sit there at your desk or at your table while you're eating, pull it up quick, see, oh, I've got to put a little more money if I want to win whatever it is that prize package is going to be. But, yeah, it does sound like a great event, as you mentioned. They've got the disco music going, but as Susan mentioned, it's not really a true disco theme. People can still wear the black tie. They can dress up if they're looking for an evening out with someone in particular and go and enjoy this because, again, 29th annual. You know, if you're doing 29 of them, you're doing something right. And she talked about the entertainment, the great food they have, the prizes that are available through that auction. It's all going to be top-notch.
Yeah, without question, I think that if you're going to that event, you'll find out pretty quickly. Within the first 5 minutes you walk into the door, you'll see why. You know what? I can see why this thing's been going on for nearly 30 years because it's put together really well.
It's a good one.
And people have a heck of a lot of fun with it as well. All right, time for us to step aside and take a break. We're near the top of the hour. That means Your Money Now coming your way in just a minute or so. Matt Douglas will tell you what's happening with the local news as well. Coming up at